Call to order. 48-hour notice. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting being held on Tuesday, March 19, 2024, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. Boldeman? Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Gattani?
Here.
Mrs. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Mr. LaFretto?
Here.
Mr. Milancevich?
Here.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollack?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
William Cosgrove? Madeline Johnson? Andrew Marucci? Alexander Passes. We have a quorum?
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich traditions through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. I'd like to open the meeting with a update as to the superintendent search and a few words with respect to that. In October of this school year, an ad hoc committee of the Manasquan Board of Education began a search for the district's next superintendent. The committee was guided by Tom G. Lanella, an independent search consultant. The process started with a public survey sent to district stakeholders. Over 170 members of the school community responded with detailed and thoughtful considerations which informed the search. The members of the committee and the full board reviewed each response. From over 50 applicants, the committee chose 9 candidates for the first round of interviews. 4 candidates were chosen to return for the second round of interviews, which included a presentation in response to a question. The presentations were compelling, well-researched, and thoughtful. The committee selected 2 candidates for the third round interview with the full board. From the deep pool of qualified applicants, 1 candidate rose to the top. It is my distinct honor to announce that the Manasquan Board of Education has selected Mr. Robert Goodall as our next superintendent. Mr. Goodall enters this role with deep and varied experience as an educator, a track record of success as a leader, and a demonstrated lifelong commitment to learning. Just about 5 years ago, Mr. Goodall joined the district as a high school principal, where he has excelled as an administrator. Before joining the district, Mr. Goodall served for 15 years as high school principal of a comparable district and 1 year as superintendent, 2 years as a middle school principal, and 10 years as a special education teacher. He has a master's degree in urban education and administration. During this process, there were many opportunities for candidates to define themselves to the board. Mr. Goodall's description stuck with me, and I would like to pass it along to all of you. He wrote, "I define myself as a 21st century leader who collaborates effectively with school stakeholders, maintains a strong moral compass, and demonstrates character and integrity. I am committed to collectively crafting a pathway for success for all children." These characteristics resonated with me as intangibles that I hope Manasquan students will gain during their time here, in addition to striving for the highest success in academics, service, the arts, athletics, and extracurricular activities. The board is very pleased to welcome Mr. Goodall as the next superintendent. He has big shoes to fill, and we hope that he builds on the extraordinary 10 years of excellence that Dr. Cajun has provided to the district.
Thank you. Yeah. We're good.
you're going to vote next. But before you do, I would just like to say that for the last 5 years, I've watched Mr. Goodall. And to me, you'll see tonight, the most important thing that we do is service the children on a daily basis. This Board of Education, for my entire tenure here, has always, always put children first. And every time we make a decision together, we always end it with, how is this going to impact the students? There wasn't a day that went by in Mr. Goodall's tenure here that he wasn't focused on doing what's best for every child that came his way. Didn't matter what class they were in. It didn't matter what sport they played or if they were a thespian in extracurricular activities. What mattered was he was here to service them. His empathy, his compassion, his understanding of the importance of this time in a child's life goes way beyond interviews or jargon educationally. It's who he is that's important. And I'm so thrilled to see that the Manasquan School District is going to be led by a person of his character. He will serve your children extremely well because that's who he is. I congratulate him.
That the Board of Education approves the employment contract of Robert Goodall as superintendent of schools for the period of July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2027 as per document Y. This contract has been reviewed and approved by the Executive County Superintendent in accordance with NJAC 6A23A-3.1.
And now with the motion.
Yeah. Can I have a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Pellegrino?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibbles?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Mr. Goodall, would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Mrs. Pollack, Mr. Serino, members of the Board of Education, of course, Dr. Cajun, Dr. Brawley, Ms. Tholen, Jesse, Mr. Place. I stand here very humbled, thankful, and grateful for the opportunity to be the next superintendent. And Frank, thank you for everything you've done for me. And I know I have big shoes to fill, and I'll certainly do my best to live up to what you described to the crowd here. And I can appreciate everything that they're clapping about and what you said, because in the end, this job is about relationships. So I want to build on the relationships that I've already created here as high school principal, create new ones, expand on old ones, and make this the best place we can for kids. And you will get 200% effort from me, and I'm so thankful. My wife Wendy is here. She's so supportive of what I do, and my children who couldn't be here tonight because they're away at college, and the team that I work with in the middle school and elementary school and here at the high school, we're just a great team, and I just look forward to working with them, you know, to make this place the best place to be. And I look forward to you helping me, Dr. Cajun. You've been so gracious in offering, you know, help transition me, and also for the next 3 months to celebrate the class of 2024 here at the high school, celebrate your tenure here, and then get started right away July 1st. So on behalf of my family, to this family all in this room, thank you very much for this opportunity. Again, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Presentations?
I'd like to thank the Board of Education for always putting children first. Tonight, we celebrate athletic and academic accomplishments of our students. And the students that are here this evening are being recognized for what they have done on the individual fields, courts, and in the classroom. But for the students that are here this evening, what I would like to say to you is that what I'm most proud of is who you are as a person. There's not a time that goes by, be it on the field or on the court or in the classroom, that I don't watch our student body, and I'm so impressed about the people they have become and the character that they exhibit. And that's because of the families that are here this evening. So parents, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be with your children on a daily basis. They never let me down. And that was exemplified this season as the Manasquan High School boys basketball team gave the Camden team a round of applause as they won the state championship. I want to thank you for doing that. That was awesome. And that's because of who they are and who you are. So thank you. With that, our first presentation this evening is a plaque and a resolution. And I would like to read the resolution first. Is the Honorable Mr. Clark here? Could you please come forward?
I'm going to hide behind this.
I hide behind that. Whereas Gerald Clark has demonstrated unwavering commitment and dedication to the Manasquan School District by representing the district pro bono in litigation with the NJSIAA. Whereas Gerald Clark has contributed significantly to the case brought forth in front of the Chancery and Appellate Divisions of the New Jersey Superior Court, as well as the New Jersey Commissioner of Education. Whereas Gerald Clark's talent, integrity, loyalty, and due diligence have enhanced the overall quality of the arguments and briefs provided to the courts on behalf of the Manasquan School District, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Manasquan Board of Education expresses its sincere gratitude and appreciation to Gerald Clark for his exceptional service, dedication, and outstanding contributions to the Manasquan School District Athletic Program. Be it further resolved that Gerald Clark, a dedicated pro bono attorney, displayed his legal expertise by representing Manasquan School District in litigation that traversed both the Chancery and Appellate Divisions of the New Jersey Superior Court, as well as the New Jersey Commissioner of Education. This is in his comprehensive brief, and it was awesome, by the way. Clark meticulously outlined the specific legal issues central to the case, which served as the focal points of his argument, drawing upon a wealth of legal principles, statutes, precedents, and relevant case law. He presented a compelling case for the district's position. Through a conscious summary of pertinent facts, Clark provided crucial context for the court, enabling a clear understanding of the situation at hand. His arguments bolstered the district's position, cogent legal reasoning, aiming to persuade the court to rule in our favor. Gerald Clark's exemplary advocacy underscores his commitment to upholding justice and advancing the interests of his clients. Be it finally resolved that this resolution be duly recorded in the official minutes of the Manasquan Board of Education and a copy presented to Gerald Clark as a token of our deepest appreciation for his exceptional service to athletic programs. That was a week I didn't want to relive. However, I was surrounded by people who really cared. And when I received the email from Coach Philadel that Gerald had offered his services and we had spoken, it took a large burden off my shoulders. And we together persevered. And we represented Manasquan and the student body extremely well. And I can't thank you enough for that. Thank you.
Joking when I said, can I hide behind the TV? I've been doing this a long time, and this is like totally embarrassing. This is the first time I've ever been recognized for actually losing a case. but what I want to say to the kids and to you all here is that I really believe it was worth the shot. You know, no pun intended, it was a basketball issue. If we had gotten a different judge, or maybe even the same judge on a different day, it could have been a different result. And really what I want to do is thank the coach, you know, and thank the team and stuff for giving me the opportunity to do like public service for this. When I read the story, I was like, I texted the coach, it just really bothered me, you know, because it was so clear. So I really want to thank you all, and especially the kids, for giving me this opportunity. And the kids, you all made everyone proud, you know, your parents, the coaches, the team, and the school, and really your community. One of the lessons, maybe for the kids and stuff here, you know, because there was so much about like, oh, well, the Camden should do the right thing, or who's going to do the right thing. And maybe in our view, the right thing decision wasn't made by the team or whatever, the other team. But it's a lesson to the kids that there's no guarantees in life, you know. The best team doesn't always win the game. And sometimes the winning team doesn't even advance to the next round. But that doesn't mean that, you know, the kids, it's a lesson that you should always stand up for what's right, and that doesn't mean you should give up. You should still try and try to persevere through stuff. And just basically standing up for what's right. And although you might not win that actual thing, I mean, clearly the kids won the real game, which is the game of life. I mean, by standing up there and cheering for that team like that, that says so much. And beyond all that, if the school had just kept quiet and everyone just kind of, when their little private social media vented, then it never probably would have gotten the public awareness that it did. And because of the public awareness and because of the school stepping up and advocating for what's right, there's no question there's going to be changes made. I don't think that's ever going to happen again. And by doing what they did, you prevented it from going on in the future. So that's all I want to say, but again, I'm told you didn't have to. I don't deserve this at all. The kids deserve it. So, you know, I'm embarrassed. I'm not red-faced, but I'm embarrassed. So I'm going to go.
Now let's focus on some academics. The Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate Manasquan High School freshman student of the month, Mia Alcheny. Mia? In school, Mia is a member of the drama club and the improv club. Outside of school, Mia enjoys sewing and reading. She volunteers at the Algonquin Arts Theater, Blair State Park, and the Manasquan Public Library. Mia's favorite subject is English. Her favorite teacher is Miss Chill, Into the Woods, because her classes are always fun and she is kind to her students. I think she's ill tonight. That's what she's doing. Okay. The Manasquan Board of Education will congratulate Manasquan High School sophomore student, Jackson Bramley. Jackson. In school, Jackson is a member of the Student Council, Academy of Finance, Model UN, and Academic Team. Outside of school, Jackson plays baseball and went to track. He enjoys working out, listening to music, and design. He volunteers at the homework club, referees youth soccer, and helps clean Brielle Elementary School. Jackson's favorite subject is science. His favorite teacher is Mrs. Anderson, because she has been a huge help to all his high school decisions. Why is your favorite subject science? Is it because you have an opportunity to work with your hands?
Good at it.
The Manasquan Board of Education will congratulate Manasquan High School junior student number one, Emily Black. Emily? In school, Emily is a member of Key Club, Swanathon Committee. Swanathon is coming up.
Yes, it's fun.
All night, right? Yep. NHS Science, NHS Spanish, NHS Spanish National Honor Society. Welcome, Warriors, and she played softball in ninth grade. Outside of school, Emily enjoys going to the beach, working at Dune Donuts and Bagels over the summer, spending time with family, and going for long walks. Emily's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teacher is Mr. Bryant. Does he teach math? Because he knows so much about history. Is he here tonight?
Yeah.
So glad he isn't. Because if he heard me say he knows so much about history, I'm never going to end it. And is the most passionate teacher she's ever had. Mr. Bryant is the most passionate teacher she's ever had. When I see emotion at all, I just don't see passion. But he's an excellent teacher, don't get me wrong, and he does know a lot about civics. To that point, why is math your favorite subject?
I'm good
at science and math in here tonight. Awesome. Okay, Emily, thank you. Emily Black. Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate Manasquan High School senior student of the month, Captain Thomas. Captain, you tonight? In school, Captain is a member of the National Honor Society, Math Honor Society. Outside of school, he plays basketball, enjoys reading, and works at Stenga. Captain volunteers at church, basketball camp, and toy donations. Her favorite subject is AP literature. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Hotnet. Of course, she is very nice and encourages us to do our best in class. Awesome. Okay. I don't think Heidi's here.
Given the fashion show.
Who said that? Thank you for that. She's in a fashion show tonight?
Yeah. She's got to get, you know, all
lined
up.
Joanne, I knew that, right? Told me that. But anyway, I want to congratulate her for being selected Teacher of the Month. Awesome. Let's give her a round of applause. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Student of the Month, Ryan McNulty. Ryan. In school, Ryan is in National Junior Honor Society in the Gifted and Talented Program for Humanities and STEM. He's also with a jazz band and on the wrestling team. How's that jazz band going?
It's going pretty good.
You guys practice a lot?
Yeah.
How many times a week do you guys practice?
We only have 3 days a week.
So you practice 3 days a week? That's cool. I like that. I heard you guys have a real good jazz band across the street, and now you're going to have an even better one in high school.
Yeah.
I would see with Mr. Goodall next year, but outside of school, Brian wrestles and enjoys informally playing football and basketball. Brian's favorite subjects, I giggle because I see a math again, math and language arts. His favorite teacher is Mrs. Reed. I'm going to ask you why. Because she is great, and he likes her way of teaching. Mrs. Reed made him love creative writing. Oh, that's awesome. And he enjoyed all the books he read in her class. What was your favorite book? That's a tough question. I really don't like when you ever go into an interview and the first thing they ask you is one of the things, what's the last book you read? Okay, that's good. Why'd you like that? It's a good book. When you read a good one, you really gotta like it. Okay, with that, Ryan McNulty. Ryan.
Big thank you to you, Dr. Cajun, and Mr. Clark, and everyone that really fought to try to overcome that outcome and really left no stone unturned. And it was a tough week for the guys, but knowing that the whole community was behind them and you guys were doing everything gave us some hope, and it made us feel a little special. And the town, it was pretty cool. So, and like you said before, maybe this will change for the better. A new rule will come about it in this one again, but I think Griffin and the Bullies were maybe the most famous basketball team for 4 or 5 days, which is a cool memory to have, and it truly will never be forgotten. So thanks to all you guys.
Hey, Rich. We're going to take a picture when we're done.
Sure.
So I'll pull the team up. Just want to say, I just want everybody here to understand that the superintendent does not act alone. When I called the board president and I had the opportunity to speak to Mr. Pollack, Mr. Serino, as well as Mr. Catani about this, they were 100% us moving forward with litigating and trying to get a different outcome. So I want to thank them, as I said, for them being student-centered and always putting their best foot forward to do what's best for our student body. So I know everyone's saying thank you to me, but I want to thank them for standing with me for the student body. So thank you. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School boys varsity basketball team, starting with Matteo Chiarella. Can you climb forward? Sure. We have a certificate, a medal, Wally Bucks.
Thank you.
And could you please stand up here because we're going to get a picture for the co-star when we're done, right? Thank you. Logan Cleveland. Ryan Kornheim. Keegan Hurdle.
Central Division champions, NJSIAA Public Co-op South finalists. They qualified for the Shure Conference Hanging Cup Tournament as a number 3 seed, qualified for the NJSIAA Public Co-op South State Tournament as a number 2 seed. They have no idea how much pleasure I got out of them being tricked because my son is principal there. 2023-2024 varsity single season records, tied for most wins, 19 in program history. Tied for second most games played in program history, 25. Most assists recorded, most points recorded. Had a fabulous year. And with that, I'd like to call up John Costello, the head coach, and
had a great season. It was an amazing experience as a first-time varsity head coach coming in, having the support of the previous varsity head coach, Rick Irais, who couldn't be here tonight. But he laid the groundwork for this team a couple of years ago, and the building blocks were there, and they kind of all came together at the right time to make a really good run into the state tournament. So appreciate all the support of the school and parents, but I'd like to recognize those kids tonight.
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
goals in the season, 32. Awesome. Tied for fourth most points in the season, 52, and tied for 11th in career goals with 43. Is that here tonight? Christopher Carhart. Christopher?
We got a lot of guys interested in the fashion club. I don't know. Hockey season ended, and they got into fashion. I don't know what happened.
Do you know who's here, Coach?
We have a handful of guys that back in.
As you go through, you want to just let me know?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, sorry. What, Colin Costello?
Colin Costello! Megan Grace. Next slide, please.
Brandon Coates.
Brandon Coates.
Justin Lopes.
Justin Lopes. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School girls basketball team who had an undefeated season of 20 wins and no losses. Ladies, that's unbelievable. Job well done. Manasquan Elementary School girls basketball coaching staff is Jenna Blatton. And her dad, Jim Black.
Thank you for supporting us, the community. It really was just a wonderful season. Thank you.
Madam Elementary School undefeated girls basketball team. Sabrina Boyle. Sabrina. Martel. Billy McMenamin. Emma Ditto. Molly O'Boyle. Molly, you were MVP in the Run of the Roses tournament?
Yes, she was.
Reese Grandpa.
February 6, 2024, and the special Board of Education meeting of March 5th, 2024. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exist. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Loffredo? Mrs. Bisson?
Mrs. Bisson?
Oh, yes. I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
I'm staying on February 6th, yes to March 5th.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie?
And we have no student board representative report tonight. Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses in the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Does anyone have any comment on the agenda items or items not on the agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move to the discussion items.
Regarding education, curriculum, and technology, I have nothing to report. Personnel will discuss in executive session. Regarding our policies, you received them in the Friday packet. We have a second reading in our policy regarding operation food services. Regarding finances, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Crowley to focus on the tuition policy and the reg that we have for non-resident, non-sending districts. I know we have looked at that before, but since it's on here, you might as well just focus on it for a minute.
Sure, that's the tuition policy, not for sending districts, that's the tuition policy for private paid tuition, and we just updated some of the processes to reflect what we have in place already in the district with regard to their application and the means by which they're evaluated for attendance and admission into the school district.
Good, thank you for that. And regarding finance, we have the 2024-25 school district budget update, and as well as that blurb that I'd like to explain. Is it the first time we're seeing that? It'll be on every agenda from here on in.
Sure.
According to regulations and state statute.
Yep, and one additional housekeeping item. In all your folders, you received a order form for graduation gowns. If you could fill those out and leave them in your red folder so we can make sure that those orders are coming out, going out in the next week or so, so we can make sure we get your gowns ordered. The little clause below the bullet, the finance bullet, is, like Dr. Cajun said, is going to be included in all agenda moving forward. It's not an action item. It's a certification from me regarding that there's no overexpenditures in any budgeted accounts. So it's kind of a formality, but it's a new regulation that went into place. So you'll see that on the rest of our agenda moving forward, barring a change. With regards to the 24-25 school district budget, we are at the second to last step, if you will, where we're approving a tentative budget today that will be sent to the county for their review, which is really a compliance review. You guys make the decisions on the ground here and they review it to make sure it complies to all regulations and laws. We met with the committee in early March to go over all the nitty-gritty and specifics of the budget, as well as what we'll have next month, which is a comprehensive, as I think you've all been to at this point, a comprehensive presentation on the budget. All our department leaders will come discuss what initiatives the budget's going to support in their schools and their departments, and we'll go over some of the more specific numbers. Just some high-level highlights for tonight. The general tax levy did go up 2%. However, we use no waivers or bank cap, so it's just the standard 2% increase. As is the case, those increases are driven almost primarily by the increase in salaries and health benefit expenses. The per capita regular ed tuition, so this is the number we talked a lot about with the sending districts, went up 3.45%. So that's the cost for one sending district bid to come to school here. Went from $19,540 to $20,215. What I like to look at more holistically is the total tuition revenue into the district. So that's a combination of all of the regular education students who are coming in, all of the special education students who are coming in, and the prior year tuition adjustment. That revenues into Manasquan from sending districts is slightly under 2%, 1.97%, which tracks, you know, with what you would expect as our tax levy goes up 2%. Those expenses from the sending districts go up 2%. All current programs are maintained. We don't anticipate any cuts. And it includes a $104,050 deposit to capital reserve, which is a combination of anticipated replacement of turf at the lower field, turf in the field house now, which is new this year, and sod on the football field. With that, if you guys have any questions, again, we'll send this to the county. The budget can still be changed up to and including the April board meeting, so if there are any interim issues that come up that require change, we do have to discuss them in public at the next board meeting, but we do reserve the right to make those changes. This is not final, this is just a tentative, basically approving me to send to the county for their review. Any questions on the budget? Okay, but if you do have any in the interim, obviously, feel free to email me and we'll clarify, and otherwise we'll discuss at the next board meeting in its entirety. Thank you. Thanks, Eric.
You did a great job with the budget this year, Pete. I want to compliment you in front of our Board of Education. But I want the board to realize that this year's budget was seamless. And we moved forward with little or no obstacles. And one of the things that really helped us was that our tuition stayed stable because of the amount of children that we're getting next year. Now, one of the problems that occurs at Manasquan is the fact that if our population from our sending districts goes down, the tuition's gonna go up. It makes sense that you have less students and you're dividing those less students into the same pot, and that's gonna be a higher tuition statement, which then causes consternation on the part of sending districts, which we meet with and we talk to. This year we had a great conversation because it's 3.7%.
3.45%.
At that one time was 3.7%. I talked to Pete and got that. But I want you to prepare for next year, because from the demographics that we gave you, you can see that we are trending down. Next year, it's not going to be 3.45%. It's going to be more close, Gene, to the same year as when we would look at the 7, 8, 9%, and Mark would look at me and say, Frank, can you tell me next year we're gonna move more towards 2%? And I'd say we do our best that we can. So I'm not gonna be here next year, and I wanna set it up now so you start thinking about that. That's going to occur because of our population decrease. Okay? Also, we got a real good rate with our insurance this year. With the percentage increase that we got with our insurances. I can't say that that's going to occur again next year.
No, that's based on experience, but this year it was zero for medical, zero for prescription, and 9% for dental. Dental's significantly smaller than prescription.
They get much better than that. So it was a good year for us. So I just wanted to make that point as we move forward. May I move to the superintendent's report? One of the things I'd like you to focus on in the superintendent's report is we received an email over the week, which I returned. I thought I was to the point with the email response, because for 10 years we've been dealing with this and we've always been good neighbors. I don't think you can realize how good we've been in regards to listening to our neighbors and responding, unless you take a look at the financials of what those findings have cost us. From 2014-15 to 2021, you can see what we have done with the lower turf field through the requests of the neighbors, from arborvitaes to irrigation systems to fence upgrades. That's what prompted my response in the email, enough is enough. And that's what his email said, and I reiterated that back, but I thought I was nice in the way I framed it. But I wanted you to see what those financials were tonight. I wanted to make it public in a document so the public could also see what we've done for our neighbors to be good neighbors. And it adds to $106,000 and $15,000 ongoing for security to lock that field at dusk. We do listen, we try to do the best we can, but it is a field, and we built it for children to use. And I won't talk about lights, but if we had lights, they'd even use it longer. So, okay. On Roman.
Dr. Kazian, what's the protocol because I'm not familiar with everything. I read your letter, and I just.
It was a good one, right?
Pardon?
It was a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
I've always been a big believer, although you can get in trouble for saying this, that if you buy a house next to a field, you should expect a little noise. So I'm going to assume that he did not buy that house before the field was there. So.
No, there was a field there.
But what's the protocol if I live there, and you said people are not supposed to be on property after dusk, if there's anyone there, what's the protocol? Does somebody call the police? Do they call...
What we've done over the years, and I've sat with neighbors, we've had meetings in my office, I've sat with the chief of police, all three of them, and the protocol is, because you're asking the protocol, is the gates are locked and there are either bicycles, dogs, or children on the field, then he calls the police. And the police will come by and they'll chase those students off the field. They then report to me, and those situations have occurred, and the police have said to me, Frank, to tell you the truth, they weren't that noisy. It wasn't that bad. But they did their due diligence and they did remove the children from the field. They didn't lock them up or anything, but they told them they had to get off the field. So that's the protocol.
Okay.
And now we have a security that locks the gate as an extra precaution and checks the field to make sure that there's nobody there.
Thank you.
Enrollment. 1,455, high school 949, elementary school 506. We are compliant, as you can see, from shelters in place to fire drills to lockdown drills. We've done everything that the state requires us to do in January and February in both schools, inclusive of our CLI building. Regarding harassment, intimidation, and bullying, no reports for the month in either elementary school or the high school. That's huge. And we've said this before, and we've talked about this before. It's because the quality of our staff, the investigations that we do, the teaching staff, and of course, our wonderful student body that we have. Now with that, I'd like to turn it over to our Assistant Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Place.
Thank you. Just a couple items for the board's attention this evening. On the agenda number, action item number 42 is with regard to an internet service contract. Beginning for next school year. So pretty much we're on a three-year cycle where we solicit proposals for the district's internet service and phone services kind of bundled with that. We do that through the various consortiums in the state as well as through our own federal E-rate process. We did that again this year because our current contract is coming up for renewal at the end of the school year for July 1st. We solicited those proposals, we got proposals back. One of them is going to offer us the exact same service for a pretty substantial monthly savings of almost $1,000 a month. So that is what we are recommending the board go with. The contract, I believe, is with council for review right now, but we're asking the board to approve it pending attorney review tonight. The other item is actually on the personnel document, but the part of it is germane to the public discussion, which is our substitute pay rates. So Dr. Crowley did some research with some of the surrounding districts. We've kind of been hearing anecdotally from some substitutes that, you know, we were you know, paying where they, you know, thought that we could pay more for subs compared to other districts. As it turns out, we're kind of like right in the middle of the pack today with what other districts are paying, kind of the low being around 100, the high being 125 per day for substitute teachers. And there's actually a memo in your virtual handouts that outlines all this in more detail if you'd like to take a look. Anyway, what we're recommending is to increase that for teachers to $130 a day for the simple reason that on pretty much every day of the school year, we do not have enough subs accepting jobs in the district to cover our absent staff, right, for various reasons. In that memorandum, you can see the average per month, and it averages from a low of like 2 in September to 10, you know, in December. That means like on an average day in December, there were 10 teachers absent that did not have substitutes to cover them. And what ends up happening in those situations, right, is when it's someone who supervises children, and I should include paraprofessionals in this as well, what happens is we end up paying teachers for coverage, right, from their time off to cover those classes to a, you know, fairly substantial cost to the district. The coverage is a lot more expensive for a teacher who's already in the building than it would be for a substitute to be in. So even if one more substitute accepted a job on a given day, we would save money, you know, by paying that higher substitute rate as opposed to paying teachers for individual period coverage, which is why we're making that recommendation. As the year goes on, you know, absences tend to increase, you know, as we get toward the spring months. So we're recommending that to be effective for April 1st. That will make us, you know, the most competitive district in the immediate area, at least, to hopefully get some more subs in for those vacancies that we have.
Yeah, just to reinforce, I think Belmar actually did go up, maybe after we did this, because I think Belmar's at 140 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so somebody just told me.
We'll be the second most.
A disgruntled substitute teacher told me that the other day.
We will be the second most competitive district in the area with the adoption of this resolution.
Any other questions? Good.
That
Thank conclude you. The superintendent's report for this month.
Can I have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone need anything separated out on the MAS 1 general items, numbers 15 to 20? Can I have a motion for items 15 to 20? Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Serena? Does anyone have any questions on those items? Okay, can we vote?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan Sending Districts, items number 21 to 48? Can I have a motion for items 20? Oh, you want to ask it after? Can I have a motion for items 21 to 48?
Motion.
Mr. Dibble? Mr. Catani, any questions on those items?
So number 41, we're just applying to be the co-op teams. That doesn't discuss the rate, right? So the rate still
doesn't discuss the rate. That's, okay. That's an NJSA item. That's a
right. Thanks.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to raise? Can I have a motion to move into executive session? Mr. Lofredo, Mr. Pellegrino.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.